This week at New York's Fashion Week, there were a couple of notable firsts on the runways. The first male amputee, the first model with Down syndrome. There were also models in wheelchairs, one with a skin condition, vitiligo. But there were a few racially diverse shows, even though fashion borrows extensively from Black culture. Yomi Abiola is a model of Nigerian descent, also contributing editor at Italian Vogue, and the founder of STUF, Stand Up for Fashion, a platform to promote diversity and social responsibility within the industry. She's in New York. And Yomi, how would you rate this season, this Fashion Week, for diversity?
Well, Robin, I don't think that we've seen anything different from previous seasons. You know, if you look at the stats, which obviously we all look at and keep our eyes on, we haven't seen an increase in models of color on the runways. And unfortunately, it's not a surprise.
Yeah, the website Jezebel crunches those numbers. They say the percentage of runway models that are white has hovered right around 80%. And when it comes to designers, we understand there's a lower percentage of African Americans in the industry than there were in the 70s.
Absolutely. In a wonderful article that Vanessa Friedman penned for the New York Times, out of 260 shows at New York Fashion Week, only around 3 of those designers that have global reach were of African descent. So we've definitely seen a decline in the percentage. I can't tell you exactly what the percentage is, but there has been a decline.
Well, why do you think that is? Because terrific article, and we'll post it. But she also wrote that very few people are willing to assign that to the R word, racism, that other reasons are given. For instance, young African-American designers who've made it say they were dissuaded from entering the business by their parents, who wanted them to, you know, aim for something higher and something that wouldn't be so hard to succeed in. Why do you think there are so few, not just designers, but models?
You know, the reasons are vast. There are multiple reasons. But I think that the focus actually needs to, rightly so, be shifted away from the models, which is just an outpicturing of the fashion industry. And we have to look at every single level of the industry. So we have to look at whether there's diversity with the artistic directors, with the editors, with buyers. I mean, just throughout the industry. I think traditionally, I remember before becoming a model, the reason why I thought I could actually do it is because I saw other brown women doing it. And, you know, in my time, it was Naomi Campbell, and I saw her doing it, and I said, wow, I can do that as well. But we can't underestimate what happens when young people don't see their image and likeness in the jobs that they want to do.
Right. Or maybe other people in the industry see Naomi Campbell and think, oh, that's taken care of because she's the black face.
Exactly. And I think that a lot of people that are in positions of power and can make sure that there's more diversity and inclusion definitely think that. They're very satisfied with the fact that there's one face representing a whole race of people, which really is short-sighted, to say the least.
Well, I understand this happened to you. You moved to New York after college. You became the face of Maybelline Cosmetics. But when you went out
Absolutely.
For other jobs, what did you hear from people?
Well, I heard that, you know, we think you're great, you're wonderful, but we already have somebody that looks like you, which was a real contradiction because fashion really expanded and elevated my world. But it also made me very, very aware of the fact that I'm a brown woman, and also in some ways imposed limitations because there was always this invisible goalpost that was being moved. And then I had to realize, just, you know, as a woman, that there were some things that I was never going to be.
And again, what we understand of the industry is that the entire industry takes from the black culture. And the entire industry agrees that the more diversity you have, the better your product will be.
Absolutely. But what I'm hoping to see is that there's diversity throughout different cultures. So, I mean, I know that there's been a lot of work done, specifically, let's talk about Nigeria, in just looking for the designers of the future in Nigeria and giving them a platform that's wider, like here in the US. Designers like Makio, designers like Shamaya Binetier, designers that are up and coming. But what I would also like to see is more designers from different parts of the world that also can use this platform.
And different backgrounds. There's been comments
Absolutely.
That we could have more Asian designers and people walking the runway. Yeah. Is it a good week? Has it been a good week, other than your questions about diversity?
I think it's been a wonderful week. And what I am excited about is that the conversation continues. I think we often can underestimate the power of conversation, and just being able to speak to you about what's going on is another opportunity for people to become aware and for people to try and start thinking about how we can create change, because we've seen some consistency in terms of the statistics and the lack of diversity. But now I think that we have to pivot the conversation and we have to ask, what's next? How can we transform this?
That's Yomi Abiola, model, journalist, founder of Stand Up for Fashion to promote diversity and social responsibility within the fashion industry. We'll link you at our website, hereandnow.org, to more. Meanwhile, commenting on Fashion Week, a terrific week in New York. Yomi, thanks for taking time for us.
Thank you.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.